דבר מוישה ראשי המטריס זה הדובר אשר ציבו השם משקי דו נדר להשם הוא אישור השבוע ככל היועצה מפיו יעס סדורכס יוישר בינס דאון מספר חסידים If a person is makbid all of his life, that he doesn't talk dvorim shel sheker. If he says, he keeps what he said. Like they say in Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, it's a ish emes, the sefer they call Tidin Emes LeYankov, that he once had to eat by someone in Pesach, he didn't want to eat, it was a problem of kashrus. So he said that he doesn't need gibroich. He doesn't need gibroich, he doesn't need shruya. And the ma'aseh, he was not from a Hamish house. By them, they did eat. But because he said, I don't need gibroich, all of his life he didn't eat. So the sad thing, when he was 80 or 90, he started to put on tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. They asked him why, he said something. He was young. He said, when I'll be 80, I'll do tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. Someone was hacking him. So when he became 80, he was makbid. So Sefer Chassidim brings down that if a person is makbid in it, so every bracha that this person gives, Hashem makes it to happen. A person in every, he says, I'll be it. He says, Chavrusa, I'll be it tomorrow morning. He has to be there, yeah? Be back in 5 minutes, he has to be back in 5 minutes. But on them, the ganze zach is bottom of the book. He makes a Kabbalah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and what he says, he does. But kechol ha-yoytze mipiv, yas, is on the Sefer Chassidim. And they bring down, that was a kid, that was trying to wash the goyim's hands, and he spilled water on the goyim. The Goyen told him, you'll live till 100 years. And the guy lived 100 years. So it was a famous maise that, I don't remember the whole maise, but the maise goes that the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim got a job to be a rav. And the maise people spoiled it, and then he didn't become a rav. And his wife had a lot of Agmas Nefesh, the daughter of the Chofetz Chaim, and her husband didn't become a Rav in that shtot where he wanted to be Rav. I'm always a ganze zach to become a Rav. So she went to her father. So her father told her, I'll tell you, it's so dangerous to be a Rav. He said that recently, it was a maisa years ago, that was a guy, a butcher, that sold treif. Captain, they closed him down. They were kind of him that he has to pay 40 liters of chayla for the candles of shul. The time said that he was sitting one day and he fell asleep, and came a shliach from Beis Din Shel Malo and asked him, when you paskin in your Beis Din that he has to pay 40 liters of chayla for the shul, you meant als a knas or you meant als kapore? What you meant when you passed? He said he needs a day to think it over. And he told him, I meant als knas. The night after, the butcher came to him in a dream and told him, Chofetz Chaim, you don't know what you did to me. I was in Beis Din Shel Malo, and he wanted to punish me in terrible zachem. And the melitz said, Chofetz Chaim shegi paskin that he has a kapore. Kategor said, no, it was a knas, mishkin kapore. So they said, they will ask the Chofetz Chaim. Vayis des Kozman, he lives, he could paskin what? And while you paskin that you meant, oinesh nishkin kapore, I'm going now to Gehenna for a long time. He said, a koyach, kechol ha-yoytze mipiv yaseh. person asks them, Be'etzim, it's a Gemara. Gemara says in the Torah that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when he wanted to see his Mokim in Olam Haba, so he asked the Malach HaMavis to show him his place. So he was scared, he gave him the knife, they came up, he showed him, and he jumped into Gan Eden alive. So the Malach HaMavis held on to his clothes and didn't let him to go in. So he made a shvuah that he's not coming out. More than the last death of Perek HaMadir. Rimor says, also based in Shemala, they said like this, if Bechayov, he was Matir Neder, we will matter the Neder now also. If he was never Matir Neder, we'll let him to stay. He was never Matir Neder, so they let him to stay. It's a Musa give absolutely emes. If in his life he was never Mechal al Dvor, he would have had a Chochom. So we'll let him to stay. If once he was Matir, so he could have races, so we could raise it also. Now, a person has to know, when you hear such a zach, it doesn't mean that the bracha was okay, so it's no chance. It's levels. Say once, I don't remember who it was, wanted to take out his son of yeshiva, came from Chaim Volozhiner. So, my son will never be a Talmud Chacham, will never be a Shushiva, it's Chaval. So he asked him, I don't remember who was the Gvir in that days. And I told him, if your son goes to work, it will be Bill Gates. He didn't say Bill Gates, exactly. So he said, no. So he said, but the pshat is, not millionaire, a couple $1,000s, yeah? Why in learning you don't say, Nishko Shushiva, Chach Ein Masachte? Why in Ruchnis you say, if he's not a God in Lado, let him to be a balabos. Why? If he's not the richest guy, let him to be a bintayr. We look at it like that. Talmud Chochem is connected, but if why I'm saying that, the guy bechol ayitzim mitiv yase. Person has to learn to be ish emes. Ish emes. Rabbi Yankov said, "I don't eat gibrots all of his life. He could make $50,000." Yeah. He said, I don't eat, so I don't eat. He said he will put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam when he's 80, 90, so he'll put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara Darshan is, Kichol HaYoyitz V'Piv Yaseh, it's a Torah Nador, V'Ishu Kisidu Neda, V'Shoma Oviyo V'Esnilu V'Oso Asher Oso Anapsho, V'Imen V'Yo Oiso, ויהם שמו יקול נדורר וסורר אשר עושו ענב שלו יוקום והשם יסלח לו כי איני אבי או איסו פרק נגמור בוא לזה השם יסלח לו איף שיהד התורס נדורים בוא לזה השם יסלח לו צורה שבנזדן באישו שנודרו בנוזיר ושום הבאי לו והיפר לו והיא לא יודו שצריך וסליחו ואף על פי שהוא מופו ואם המופורים צריך הסליחו קל וחומר לשאינו מופור כמו עושה אז כשהויו רבי מגיע למיקרו זהו יבורך רבי קיבה ומה עודום שנזכה ולכל בשר חזיר ואולסו ביודי בשר תלה צורך תשובה ושנזכה ולכל בשר חזיר ואולסו ביודי בשר חזיר על החזקה וכמה So we see that the Aveirev niskaven lechol psar chazir. The Isruv niskaven lechol psar chazir. Even the Machshov ain't a Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzar for Lemaisa. But if Lemaisa in the end it came, so even Lemaisa he didn't do Aveirev. So it's a big chkire for the Musar Shaboy. It's niskaven lechol psar chazir. Mor says, by us in Kiddushin, that father wanted to check his son. So he took his arnaki and he threw it to the water. He wanted to see if he'd be angry. Gemara says, it's a chlif me'iver if you hit his father. So Gemara, he was moichalim. So Gemara was discovered to fake tastes, but discovered lechol psar chazir. So what if he's moichal his son? So Taisa says, he learned to know. Right? The Gemara says again, he wanted to test the son, so he threw his armaki. Fight him over Dil Merotach, Kavar Lifneiva, Nemochile. Fight Tesis Niskam and Lechol Psar Chazir. So he takes this, then he let him to know. So I remember when I was a bocher, Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked me, we went to visit. He asked, he doesn't understand. There was a kid that the kid will do something to the father was meichel. Even if the father is meichel, the kid doesn't know if he's coming or he's chazir, he told him. So what did he test him? If he gets angry, it's not midas. Why is no lifnei iver and midas? Okay, he wanted to test the son if he gets angry or not. So what he did, and he hits him. So he threw the armiki. So I think more upset enough. I said, "Dilma karotach, mekarav lifnei iver the father, the mochile, and the kibudah. The father is meichel and the kibudah." So he tastes about the kid is niskav and chol psach hazir. He tastes mishleim asher magdiyoi. He told him I'm meichel. No kibbutz. Today he gets up in the morning, no kibbutz today. Today is no kibbutz. I'm not your father, you're not my son, and he takes the arnik and he throws it to the water. Yeah? He doesn't tell us that I'm going to do that. He does it in a smart way. He tells him, today no father, no son, okay? And he throws it. So then there's no kibbutz. So what he wanted to see? He wanted to see if the son gets angry. Must be lifnei iver. What? Aber kas. Every time that you koyas, it's a chesed to have the midah. But even a guy that has the midah, every time that he gets angry, he's a yivra yisur, kol hakoyas kol yivra benezore. He said that Kabbalah from Yisrael Salanter is no lifne yivra and midah, this word. Moshe, Moshe Mazam and Erbach holds, Moshe, you're not allowed to sell the candies outside. Not because the yeshiva doesn't let, but it's lifne yivra, because some guys steal the money. So it's yivra lifne yivra. And even the going, if never on a guy also. What do you say? You moichel them. You have to moichel. Every guy puts outside has to moichel the guys that steal. If not, you can't put it there. This means Alan will take the money. The guys are moichel, yeah? Well, cool. You'll have to take a candy. Yeah? You'll have to take a candy without paying, for sure. Why? If you're not allowed to, the guy's not allowed to put it there because some guys don't pay. Even if you moichel, but the guy that steals is niskam lechol psar chazir. But the guy that knows shir is not niskam lechol psar chazir. Moshe Zalman said to Moshe, he has a kasha. He said, the guy's collecting money. You know he's not poor. You're not allowed to give him money. Why? He's a ganev. You're evil is evil. Tara says, you moichel him. But he's niskam lechol psar chazir. You have to tell him, I know you're not poor, take. So what I do, I say, I'm giving it to you, not for what you're collecting. I'm giving you a present. I go to the Chosuka, I said, Nishkin Kala, Nishkin Chosim, you. They take, no more. But if you choshe that he's not collecting for the right thing, what's mean he's kabel lechol psa chazir? Yeah, but it's a bazundu shmuz, and I'm not going into that. Shmuz Dan declared as a shayin, what is the pshat in his kabel lechol psa chazir? It's a chefze de yisur or not. He had a beautiful shayin, and you take it over Shabbos. He asked like this, the Rambam stated that if you eat a dvar isur, you don't bench birkas amos. Yeah? So the guy goes to a hotel, has a shvach hechsha, yeah? He's coming to chop sar chazir. Pung, they gave him good food, kosher dike food. He's allowed to bench. And if you eat in a place that's not kosher, you don't bench. I remember once I was in a hotel. Well, I said one hotel. I didn't eat, for sure. I ate somewhere else. But I stayed in the hotel, on the shvach hechsha in Yerushalayim. I ate outside of the hotel. I had to be there, Shabbos. I come back as a group of bachim from yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, not from our shir. Maybe it wasn't my shir right away. And they told me that they just now, there's a chosin and kala here, just older couple, Russia, they got married yesterday. First day, they're doing a chasana, the asher brachas. They wanted to ask me the halachas of asher brachas. I told them it's no asher brachas, it's no because I'm Muslim. Even out of hechsher, there's no benching. I'm not passing it to you. Baruch Shem, there's no get to make sure brachas. But we call Mekoyim, so Shem Zalman declares, even if in the end they ate good,
אבל דבר נסקב לכל בשר חזיר. They could bench?
No, 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 it's not. It's a mashayla. A guy wanted to eat chazir. He goes into the store, he orders a chazir.
But the owner is Jewish, and he knows the guy is a shegetz.
So he wraps it kilo chazir and he gives him chicken. Yeah?
Now the guy is about finished to eat. He wants to, if the Rambam, he doesn't bench. He ate chazir. So the owner, the maestro, I gave you chicken. You could bench. And what do you punish? The machshav ro or the achila becomes the isu? If it's the machshav ro, bad machshav is, but benching is negat achila. You have to bench. But if the gather is niskam el chol psar chazir, that the achila becomes achila the isu, it's a danei nechanami. Then the posuk is mamshich. Vayedamer Hashem Moshe leimor nekoyim nikmas bnei Yisrael meis amidyonim ve'achar te'osef el amecho. Vayedamer Moshe leimor chicholtzu meitchem anoshim latzova ve'yu al midyon losis nikmas Hashem b'midyon. This is a famous vault. It answers a lot of kashas, but all the mefarshim shtel. Hashem tells Moshe one thing, Moshe said something else. Look in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Beis. Nekoyim nikpas bnei Yisrael meis amidyonim. Vayda b'Moshe lohem, hicholzu loses nikmas Hashem b'midyon. Rashi tries, shayim b'kineged Yisrael, kiloyim b'kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi, that is never to the pshat, tries to set it together. Hashem told him, "Nekoyim nikmas bnei Yisrael." Moshe says, "Nikmas Hashem." So, you know, Achaim HaKodesh says, Moshe was scared if he was saying "Nikmas Yisrael," Klal Yisrael was saying, "Moichel, Moichel, Moichel." I mean, he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to live. We'll see later. Yeah, they had to force them to go. They didn't want to go. Vayimosu, we'll see later the next. They didn't want to go. But if it was Nikmas Yisrael, they would say the Moichel. And the Mefarshim explain, Moshe Rabbeinu especially said Nikmas Hashem. The Magid Midubna would say it in a beautiful mashal. The answer is here to Rabbaz, all of Rabbeinu's kasha. Said a poor person came to a rich guy to sell him all different little pieces of Yudaika. A lot of expensive little pieces. He put it on the table there. And he's showing the rich guy all his little pieces. And the waiter of the rich guy comes in and bangs the table and everything smashes. The poor person is left with nothing. Now he's wondering to himself, the rich person will have a rachmanis and will pay me for the damage that is waiter did, or it's not his fault as the waiter. For the waiter, I will never see the money. The waiter doesn't have a penny to his name. He's sitting there, and the waiter comes back, and he started to clear the food, the floor, and the rich person yells at this waiter, "You're not careful. Look how damage you made to this poor person." He knows money's not going to see. Right? Look, was a shy in Klal Yisrael, how we look at them? We look at them oynes, or we look at them poishel. Hashem said, "Nikmas bnei Yisrael." Bnei Yisrael deserve the midyan b'machti bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, we have to pay midyan for what they did bad to Klal Yisrael. What they did bad, and b'machshel them in the averas. Hashem considers it that we did bad. Moshe said, "No. Nikmas Hashem. We are nusim. Hashem lost kiviyochol." Because we did Averes, we began Kvod Shemayim. But Klal Yisrael are clean. So Moshe Kilu was arguing. Why? And the second it says, after the war, that they came back, we might say they didn't kill the girls. And Moshe Rabbeinu yells, "I sent you to kill the girls. Aloyhei no hoyu. The Ikar Matoru was to kill the girls. They were the ones that are Machshel." It's like the Ramban, I don't understand. They come back. ויצאו ויבואו אל מוישה. They come back to Moshe. ויקצב מוישה יחייסם כל נשבו הן הויל בני ישראל. פה איתה גם בא, I don't understand. He told Pinchas to go. Pinchas goes, does what Moshe tells him, he comes back. Find the Ramban, so Moshe didn't tell him? That was it. It was Nikmas Yisrael, so you have to kill the girls because they were Takole for Klal Yisrael. If it's Nikmas Hashem, like what Moshe tells him, Aloy Hein Hoyu Libnei Yisrael. They were Machshel Bnei Yisrael. They said, you didn't tell us Nikmas Yisrael. Hashem said Nikmas Yisrael. So Hashem said that the punishment was for what they did for Klal Yisrael. Mikol Makoy, there's two starke limudim that we have to learn from this parsha. Vayimosru me'alfei Yisrael, ichotzu me'itchem anoshim latzove ve'hiyu al midyon. Zogin the Meforshim, why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go? Why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go? Zogt Rashi, the reason Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go, because Moshe Rabbeinu owed a koras atoiv to Midian that he grew when he went to Yisroi, Koyen Midian. So it's a koras atoiv to Midian, as they say in the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go. Doctor Azar. Vayeda ber Moshe, af al pi sheshoma shemisoso itluya badovo, oso besimcho velo yeicha. Hashem told him, the koim nikmas bnei Yisrael b'midyon, ve'achar te'osef el abecho. So the gzeres ha-kosuv, Moshe dies after Midyon. We'll see in the second pasuk, ve'imosru, clearly so says, we're not going, why do we have to kill Moshe? We'll wait. We don't want Moshe to die. So we forced Klal Yisrael to go, and Moshe himself could not ask to do it. Moshe could wait. Because Hashem said, you don't wait. So why don't go yourself? It's a mitzvah. Hashem told you to do it. Nekoim. Didn't say send Pinchas. Nekoim nikmas bnei Yisrael. So I'm going to finish. Moshe is low to do what Hashem told him to do. He's not planning for a second not to do what Hashem told him to do. Not to wait for a second. To push everyone to go. Aber chas v'sholem nishken midas. Remember in life, there's a lot of machlekesim l'shem shomayim. And people get so busy with l'shem shomayim. Chatzke Levenstein would say, Mor says, the Mishnah says in Oves, Il mole moiroi shel malchus, ish esrei yuchayim blow. Without the government, people will eat each other alive. He says, you see it. Hashem Shomayim. The machleg is Hashem Shomayim, people eat each other alive. When there's no moiroi shel malchus, it's ish esrei yuchayim blow. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's masking to die. And he wants to go to Hashem. And mitzvah boy yaisim b'mishluchoy. The next piece will in the parsha. Sholish orim be'ivra yarden. Sholishim yodea Moshe shinkotim sholish be'ivra yarden. But Moshe doesn't wait. Moshe doesn't wait. And here? But he doesn't do it himself. A person has to know. Alamol. Say Alamol, you come to someone. We're not machna chizuk. Machna chizuk. Remember, a lot of times people come to us and tzvi. From Rabbeim and Yeshiva, we're not machna chizuk. We're not machna chizuk. So he will tell them, yeah, okay, tell Pliny to give a drosha. So they thought, Pliny, I'm not sure Pliny is the right one. So the Zvi said, so say that you want to speak. Don't say Klal Yisrael meets Chizuk. A prison, a lot of times, everything is good, but he, Hashem needs Nikmas Midian now. Aber Moshe, you're not the right one, send someone else. Send Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. A person a lot of time doesn't realize, Vade Midaf. What about him? A person will say, I have to take care of Bachim the vacation. Bachim to go away for a Shabbos. But take care of someone else's share, don't take care of your own share. So you want to give him the right. The person allowed to do what he wants, allowed to eat the ice cream also. But don't think you're called Kul Chol Hashem Shamayim. If your mom is doing for Klal Yisrael, so Salanter once came into a room. They told him about the Choshev Rosh Hashiva that has a Mishuddik Avas Atele. They saw him 2 o'clock by night going in, and he saw Bochum running, and his mom kissed the boys. Mirosh Avas Atele. So Salanter said, if he would kiss Bochim in a different yeshiva, it's Ava Sateya. In his own yeshiva, it's he loves his own body. He's kissing himself. Shkin Chochma, you have Ava Sateya for my Bochim. You know why Mir was Matzliach? Rabbi Zayudel Finkel, Zatzal, helped four different yeshivas from this yeshiva. I'm going this Shabbos away, Be'er Yaakov, I don't know where it is, far away. So yeshiva, the mechazik is Bochum, is Bochum, because they became Haredim, and have a yeshiva for them. And I'm going to mechazik them. So there's another yeshiva like that in Kriyat Malachi. I go there also sometimes. So the first time I went there, I go out of Shabbos, it's a big tircha. I see a huge building, it says Beis Yishai. I thought I went away for Shabbos, yeah? I go close, Yossi Stern, same thing. I call Yossi Stern. I thought, Yossi, I see you want me. I thought, you gave money to the mir, I'm going to do chizuk. I see in this place, it's a bigger mismanish command than this mismanish here. Tell me, who you think brought me here? And Mr. Tzvi took me in the car and told me, here, you're giving a yeshiva. He took me to two more places. Here, you're building a yeshiva. No one knows about it. I'm here for years. I never knew about it until I went there. This person, he loves Hashem. He's doing for Klal Yisrael. Hashem painted back his place. It's not stopping to grow. Not a chokma guy builds his own yeshiva, builds. Or builds somewhere else and everyone knows that he's telling Yossi Stern to build different buildings. He took him to Tifrach to build a building near Oslo. He took him to Rehovot to build a building near Oslo. That I found out later. The chokma of Moshe Rabbeinu rotzen Hashem. Pinchas. Measure yourself in life. I'm not saying a person is allowed to enjoy. You're allowed to do also shalei l'shem shemayim sometimes. And this couple needs a shal brachas. This couple needs a shal brachas. And you make a nice shal brachas in your house. Nishkin chochma. The shal brachas. Call someone. Ask them. Please take care of them. Moshe Rabbeinu. He knows he's going to die. He can't help himself. But it's midas in what? Hakoras Satoiv to the Rosha, to the monster. Midian are monsters. The Machshir Klal Yisrael. We're going to kill them. No, we're not going to kill them. He's asking someone to kill them, yeah? Not the Pshat, they're going to kill them. Lefi Charev. Not the Pshat, Hakoras Satoiv. They're going to be dead. But the midas of the Fankite, you got a Toiv, you're not the one. You're not the one to throw, you're not the one to say no to the Bachar to get the yeshiva. He doesn't deserve to get the yeshiva. You're like, oh, I'll tell you, met someone else. how a person, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Vaimosru, Klal Yisrael don't want to go. Zok Rashi lo hidi ha-shvochom shel roye Yisrael, kama hem chavivim al Yisrael. Ad shelo yishomu b'misosu ima oimer, oi meat uskeluni. ומששומו שמיסס מוישה תלויה בנקמס מיליון, לא רוצו לילך עד שמוסרו בעל כוח. פרק דבל, the second part shows taki the beauty of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Klal Yisrael were not masking to go. Oh, but by the way, you remember once they tried to kill him. Let's forget, that is a chisor, don't mention it now. The idea of שפוכם של רואי ישראל, that למה is the Klal Yisrael were not masking to go. So the Mephosh will say two volt, and it's again, it's a Musar Asker for the world, for your life. First, the Gemara says that a Talmud Chochem, that all of everyone likes him, is Nishkin Talmud Chochem. It's not a Raya that he's a good Rav. Why? He's Chalifing to everyone. Someone that sometimes tell off, and even so people like him, then it's a Raya. But more than that, you know, kids, a lot of time yell at the parents, upset with the parents. But if the father dies, you cry, you say, Chief. Why? Again, because you love your father. You feel so close to him, so you nudge him, and you expect from him. The question was, when Klal Yisrael, Oy Me'atu Skiluni, from where it came? It comes from Ava to Moshe Rabbeinu, or from Sina? You see, when Moshe is about to go, everyone, they're not masking to go. Everyone wants Moshe to stay. Because Moshe, when they have the Avedis, they say, Oy Me'atu Skiluni. So it's both parts. There's one part of that kid, that the person, the Chochmah, the Yefi of a manig is that he could be strong, or but the Moshe, when it comes. ומיקנה רב היו לבני רובן ולבני גוד עוד סומרית והיו עש ארץ יעזר וארץ גילות והנה המוקרים מוקרים מיקנה ויבואו בני גוד ובני רובן ויאמרו אל מוישה ולעזר הכהן התוריס ודיבו הנה אורץ ארץ מיקנה היא ולעבודךו מיקנה ומוצאנו חיים בעיניךו יוטה נשא אורץ הזויס לעבודךו לאחוזו אל תביאינו סיירדן ומשה בני גוד ולבני רובן האחיכם יבואו למלחמה ואתם תשבו פה לא מותוני הוא כאוסר וסייכם ויעלו על נחל אשכול והנה קמתם תחס וסייכם תרבוס אנושים חטואים ואישו לביהם וגידרו יצויניו ולמקנינו ואורם לטפינו ואנחנו נכון את זכושים ונושם לבתינו הנסור שלך לא עושה כי לא נינך לא עושה מעבר לירדן והולו נגול בני רובן, ויאמר למוישה, אם תעשו את הדבר הזה, אם תחולצו, ועובר לכם כל חלוץ, נגול בני רובן. זה פרסט, זה שיינה מחליקס, זה ספס אמס, אינו רחיים הקודש. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh learns that Bnei God were not planning to go to the war. They planned to stay. Moshe told them, no problem, we're going first. Sfas Emes learns when he was a kid. And they were planning. They came to us. Moshe started yelling at them. They said, no. We will go. But it's not like a default that Moshe doesn't left. You know what? Okay, we will go. When he was a little kid, he learned once till 4 o'clock in the morning. In the morning, he couldn't get up. His grandfather was Chidush Harim, started to yell at him. Getting up so late, Shachris, where's Avodas Hashem? 8 hours like a goy, pop up, pop up, pop up. When he finished, he said, Zayde, the Maisa, I learned till 4 o'clock in the morning. So the Chidush Harim says, why didn't tell me right away? He said, well, I will give up on Musaf and Zayde. He said, I have a raya. They go to Bnei Reuven. Why did they yell, Moshe, we're going to war? Moshe, what is this Musa? We're planning to go. Musa from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Shmuel Levi showed me it's a goel. The goel in Opus Perek Hei Mishne Zayin. Chochom Eino Nichnas Ledivrei Chaveiroi. Zog the goel. They go to Bnei Reuven Shlo Yifsiko Es Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the right? He gave him Musa. Miyad, they made a committee and said, Moshe is very upset. You know what? We will go. The goel learns that they were planning to go. It's not another meeting and they decided to go. I want to tell you a Yisofa from my brother, a Geonish Yisofa, but before that, everyone asks the famous Sphira. If you ask someone, Elisha, anyway, I asked one today, so we could ask you. With a cuss, yeah? Why did God wanted to stay in Eber Island? Why do you want to be there? I'm asking you. Why did God want to take the Nachla and Eber Yal? Moshe, why do you want to take the Nachla and Eber Yal? What?
In a big place,
what?
They have a lot of sheep.
They have a lot of sheep. Mikne Rav, a little bit of grass. It's not about the mice, a little grass. Yeah, but I'm a shaman. Everyone knows the Zoy Sabrocho. Zoy Sabrocho, Ashut. Ule God Amar, Baruch Marchiv God. Vayar Reishis. Chumash. It's a year already, so you know, forget a little bit, yeah? We'll let go of it. We'll let go of Amar, Baruch Marchiv God, Kelovi Shochem, V'torav Zroi Ha'af Kodkod, V'yar Reish Yisloi, Kishom Chelkas Mechoy Keksofu. דבורים מאזינו, וזה יסברוך. ולגוד אמר, ברוך מרחיב גוד, כלובי השוכן ותורת זרוי אב גוד גוד. והיה ראיש יסלוי, כי שום חלקס מחוי כקסופו. פשט. והיה ראיש יסלוי, כי שום חלקס מחוי כקסופו. בואו זה פשט לסף. זאת רשי. רו ליטו אל חלק בארץ סיכוין ואויק, שהיא ראיש הסקיבוס שאורץ, כי שום חלקס, כי יודע אשר שום בנחלוס הוא חלק סודה קבורס מחויפק והוא מוישה. They want to be near the Rebbe, קברי צדיקים. קברי צדיקים. אצל ירושלים, זה הרבה מקום, קברי צדיקים. They want to be near קברי צדיקים. תבואו זה עלינו אומן, yeah? קברי צדיקים. They want to be near the Rebbe. So the Shaila is, חזר תלוס, ראש יש נחול ומבולו דבורים למד ג' פוסק חוף א' אר פרשה שתי מיק מרה ואוי לו בני גוד ובני ראובן for the food, for the grass and the mother says נחלו מבוהולו this is בני גוד ובני ראובן so רב שמואל רוזובסקי he speaks about the זיכרן שמואל in the back is a post לך was the shmuz that he gave in Simchas Torah and Yeshiva, and he said they thought that they're going for the Nachle of Moshe Rabbeinu. But we can't say to Moshe, you know, you're going to die. We want to be here. Moshe is planning it to do Veschana. Yeah, we know that it's not going to work. They told Moshe we have a lot of sheep. We want to stay with the sheep. And the Torah tells us. They meant Lashem Shomayim and they covered it with the sheep and they didn't realize that the real Negias is coming from the sheep. Because the sheep, they wanted to kill the tzaddikim. Like it's Choshev Yidin that go to kill the tzaddikim and people they want the trip. Arayim Giret against the kill the tzaddikim. No, kill the tzaddikim. Yeah? Famous Meister, but the Bel Zarebbe. He told his chassid that when you go to if you could have in the cave of Pliny Almoini Kitzi went around, Rav Kitzi came back, Rebbe, I couldn't find the caver. The Rebbe gave him a kvittel to put in the caver. No, I don't know, the caver is in Alzeisim. Then you're going to other grace of Rebbe's nose, the poor Rebbe's nose in Alzeisim, then you could go to put a kvittel. Shadow, why a person goes? He goes. They go to Meruven, Kishom, Chelkas, Mechoy, Keksofu. And this was really the reason. And they covered it with Megad of Meruven. And the Torah is Megalitos, the way it's written, Umikne Rav Hoyo. Umikne Rav Hoyo. Avad the Metre Shem Shomayim, but Sigi Kumen from Anagia, Sigi Kumen from Anagia. But if we believe Chazal, and we believe Pashas Vesayis Abrocha, so the purpose they did it is because they wanted to be in the Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask them, is it? So my brother was Moshe Vesayisof. The Gemara says that a person is only allowed to live near his Rebbe if he gets Musa from his Rebbe. Right? The Gemara says, also Lodom Logo B'mokim Rabbi, Moim Brochas, only if he's Kaif L'Rabbi. So, for them, to want to stay near the Kever of Moshe Rabbeinu is only if when he gives Musa they keep quiet. The whole mile to be near the Rebbe is if you mushpa from the Rebbe yells, if you measure yourself, what's the Rebbe Gizok, what's the Rebbe Gizok, then you're allowed to stay near the Rebbe. So it's like a stream. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving him the extra Musa, what, I'll tell Zayde that I learned the whole night, Zayde will not yell at me. Ich will the Musa from Zayde. Moses says, "Ba'atoro she'itro lo'imoy, I'm shleim ha'melech," that she would hit him. We don't understand what it means. But she would give him Musa. It was "Ba'atoro she'itro lo'imoy, b'yom chasunos v'b'yom simchas liba." I just want to finish one more thing. It's late, but one more little thing. We have sholish orim be'eder ha'yarden v'sholish orim and. We have Sholosh Orim Meiver Hayarden and Sholosh Orim Midot in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, why you need Sholosh Orim Meiver Hayarden and Sholosh Orim in Eretz Yisrael? Here is 9.5 Shvatim, as here 2.5 Shvatim. And the Gemara answers, Begilot Shchicheroitz. And the Shaila is, or a Miklot is not for Mezid, or a Miklot is only for Shege. It's a lot of answers. I want to say one answer that is Negev to our generation, especially the last two and a half years. There's a lot of answers, but the real answer is brought down. Megillot Shecheroitz. Killing was an easy Zach. When killing is an easy zach, people kill b'shekek. I will explain. When a person walks with a cup, expensive cup, glass cup, you drop it, the dark will not. How much time do you drop the kid? Hopefully, not be here, you'll be in jail, yeah? A mother sleeps with a baby in the bed. She never sleeps over him. How much time you fell off the bed? There's no bars. Who tells you not to fall? It's the kind of person, what a person does not have to do, he doesn't do. A person drives in a car. I never drove, but I sit a lot. I'm near the guy that drives. I see, even though he's not such a smart guy, when the car comes, he manages to run away, yeah? I'm scared. I don't get him. Kenish chapin atayis. What will be the car is coming? But he works it out somehow. Why? Every zach what a person needs, he knows. Kol zman retziche was out of the picture, out of the matziv, out of the right word. No one kills b'shegi also. It doesn't happen. The mother doesn't roll over the baby. But a lot of times she sleeps over a computer. There was a nice clothes and then she forgets to take it out of the bed and it gets all greased. She forgets to do supper. She forgets a lot of stuff. Yeah? I don't lie, in our day some people forget kids in the car. But Leila. But be'emes, gilot shchiche roitzchim, people kill more b'shoigig. This is the mitzvahs. People dying by killed, it became not a mufkadik ezach. I'm saying it to us. We are the material. We are the top of the mountain. There's a matzav today in the world of a meshunadike achzorius. They believe in what they're doing. But achzorius that we never had a musik. Sometimes it sounds not less from the camps. And when the first time you heard about it, the world was like shocked. Now, if it's not chopping 20, 30 people, this doesn't even make it to the news. We lose, we, and Bismedrush. Hopefully, you never saw pictures. But even just to know about it, Chas v'Shalom, if you saw pictures, you lose the chashivus. And let's think about killing b'shegig. The chashivus for a second human being. Chazal say, Gilot Shchiche Roitzchim, people will be killed b'shoigeg. Yes. If in the world people are chopped, but Adam Lachaveri becomes garnished. As no rachmanis. If people are treated like animals, we, b'shoigeg, we already become different. And the Eitzah is, we have to be mischazik. We have to be mischazik. Prison can't say it's not negah to me. How you know I'm right? You see yourself, when you hear now about these stories, say it. The first time you hear about these stories, the whole world was standing like this. So it means your sensitivity to human being became less. Yeah, it's negah to your friend, it's negah to your parents, it's negah to everyone. Person has to work on it. Person has to fix it. It's a avoid. And again, like I said, you have to mechazik yourself. How you do it? Try to make your chmonis. You see a poor person collecting money. Try to find a shekel to give him. He doesn't need, try to give him something. Try to upgrade your midas rachmonis. Again, not when you really feel rachmonis. That's not called upgrade. This is just standing where you are. They say on one of the rabbis, when people would collect tzedakah, he would take one coin. After a second, he would give him the second coin. They asked him why. He said, the first coin I gave for myself, you know, I cannot give. Second one I gave for tzedakah. It's a way to work on yourself. You know, I have a gift, a guy's collecting. Okay, I have a rachmonis in it. I gave him another one. This is avodah. If not, cholilo v'chas, a door shel hashchose will grow here. Again, our job, if we fix ourselves, the rest of the invention of us.
Is this Judah? This is the...